the bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
All right, time to just peel one back here on Triple M Footy. Got Brian, of course. So we've got Damo, Bill and the Duck. And fair to say, Bristle, there have been some people over the journey that we've especially enjoyed on Triple M Footy. There's, of course, Jake the Push-Up King. There's Dennis Armfield. But I think over all of those, this man, Leon Davis, you especially, absolutely loved calling because he did some magical stuff on the field when he was, of course, playing for the Collingwood Football Club. But when we talk myths, there's, well, I'm not going to tell the story because we're going to get Leon to do it, but we all heard about a shooting trip up to your farm where just prior to a grand final, a player who might have been playing in the grand final hurt himself during the course of this outing. Now, we've all said for years, Purple, that cannot be true.
Can't happen.
You're not buying it, Jim?
It cannot have happened. So I just dismissed it and said, Bristle, you're just that's not mayo. That's just total bull twang.
Come on, Brian.
We're talking about the 2002 period, aren't we, Jim?
Well, around there. Hmm. So what we've managed to do is track down this magnificent man, Leon Davis. Are you with us, Leon?
Yeah, mate.
Hey, mate. Great speaking to you. Well, you know how loved you were when you played with us on Triple M Footy, but is it true that, well, you tell me the story of what happened that day up on Brian's property.
Yes. It's pretty funny to think back now, but yeah, it was something that come to Melbourne, obviously being away from my country and back home, you know, used to go shooting and used to go hunting and all part of my culture back home. So to have that opportunity with Brian and get out to his joint and obviously him learning about it and knowing that, you know, that's something that I love to do. He obviously invited us out and, you know, we got out there a few times and then, yeah, Roop decided to come one night after it was raining.
It was a wet
night. Pretty much for about a week and we probably shouldn't have went, but we did. And then, yeah, so we got to the top of the hill and started driving around, got to the top of the hill and BT decides to, you know, drive down and we're looking at each other thinking, oh, it's a bit dodgy to go down. It's been raining all day.
Leon, it wasn't just a hill. It was a big hill.
I should change that to mountain then. So, so it was a pretty big hill and we went to go down. But, yeah, the ute started sliding down with the brake fully locked on and we all sort of, yeah, got a bit moist down in the bottom area and whatnot. So, I stayed on the back, but Root sort of jumped ship pretty early. He must have known how BT's driving was. But
all of these guys,
so he jumped off pretty early. And
Before you go any further, Leon, just to just get to the stage where he just is about to launch. These guys are all on the back. There's about four of them with loaded missile
weaponry.
Who's Roop?
Rupert Betheris.
Thank you.
Leon, when he did turn up at my place, he had a bullet. It was about 6 inches long. I said, Leon, that's going to reach Melbourne. He said, we just need something for 50 metres, 100 metres. This is going to reach Melbourne. It's going to
slug gun style.
It's going to take the Rialto building there. But anyway, and these were all in the back. They're all loaded, and we're out of control going down the hill. Leon, go ahead. Rupert's about to jump.
Yeah, he jumped off and obviously we stayed on and luckily enough there was a couple of trees there, so BT's obviously rammed straight into the tree.
What do you mean lucky enough?
Done a bit of damage to the car hitting these trees. I'm glad he did because if he didn't hit those there was nothing else to stop us all the way down. But Roop jumped off and went rolling, did about five army rolls and yeah, he got up a bit ginger and a bit sore on that and obviously didn't know the extent of it, but yeah, he's obviously done his hammy and couldn't play. So we kept it pretty quiet and thankfully Mick didn't find out because I don't think any of us would have been playing.
And when was this in relation to the grand final out?
I think it was a couple of weeks out, I think. So didn't play. Yeah.
2 weeks before.
Probably not ideal, but yeah, obviously something that happened and you look back now and have a good laugh about.
Yeah. Brian, you took some Collingwood boys up, and in the throes of hunting, one of them did his hamstring and couldn't play in an AFL grand final.
Yeah, they like to have a bit of lean meat about finals time because the Collingwood are regular participants in the finals, Leon, and you like the lean meat. That's why you came, wasn't it?
Yeah, the old man was over, so he's right into that, and he loves cooking it up, and it's obviously that's my favourite food to have is a bit of room meat and the way that Dad cooks it, so he was over and fortunate enough for him to cook some for me. So that's what it was all about. Yeah, Root done his hammy and didn't turn out too well.
And to Lee, to see Lee skin one as well, is just all over in about a minute, just zip, 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 really sharp knife. And there you go, there's the skin, Brian.
Hey, Leon, what are you up to now, mate?
I'm just down, I live in Portland at the moment, so so we got footy today, so I'll run around and have a kick today down here for the Heathmere Football Club. So black and white, the BT's coming down a month, I think, to have a look and catch up and stuff like that for the club down here and do some stuff, so that's good. So yeah, just out of footy at the moment and waiting to play. The twos are out running around now, so I'm waiting to play. It's about 5 degrees, so I don't know if I'm playing yet. So I'll make up my mind soon.
Yeah, good boy.
And Leon, what were you thinking all those years when you were playing in the big time here, and we used to go absolutely bananas over you and make a big deal of it, and you know, sometimes you'd only had four kicks for the game, and you know, it'd sound like you were the best player. How did you cope with all that?
Yeah, it's enjoyable to look back now. Obviously my family and they got a lot out of it, and something I didn't really take much note of, but obviously playing footy and that was something I enjoyed doing, and probably didn't see the magnitude of it back then. But now that I've retired and I still get little kids coming up for a chat and having a kick of the footy around, you know, with them and stuff like that, I take a lot more pride in it. And looking back, it's very something I'm very, very proud of, to play as many games as I did and have the impact I had at such a great football club as Collingwood. It's something that, yeah, hold my head high, and my family's proud as well. So it's something that I look back on and very, very proud. I've got my young son, Levi. He's 12 now, so hopefully, you know, maybe father-son will be there, and hopefully he can put on the black and white one day and play footy and do something he loves as well. So it's something that I look back on now and very, very proud of. But at the time when it was happening, it was something that, you know, you don't really think much of, and you're just out there trying to do your job and try and help the team win and enjoy it and have fun. So yeah, like I said, I look back now, I'm very proud of it.
And Leon, some people go on too long. You left plenty of footy in the tank. Your last season was one in which you made an All-Australian team and then didn't play again. It ended pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was obviously a few things played a part in that, but which not too many people know about, but something that I hold close to myself and obviously the people that know my family and that. So something that I was ready to go home and there were other things that played a part in it, like I said, But to finish off the way I did, I was happy to go home and, you know, I learned a lot more about my culture and a lot more about, you know, what my old man had to teach me, and as far as being out the bush and out on country and that. So it was something that, you know, obviously I was happy with, and I'll get the question a lot, do I regret leaving when I did? And I look back now and I'm happy I left when I did, and because I've learned a lot more about my culture and that as well, which is very, very important to me, more important than footy and stuff like that. So yeah, I was happy to leave when I did, But yeah, I watch the boys now play and they're going all right, the Pies, so it's always watch with, you know, with keen interest. Still got a couple of mates there playing, Steelo and Pendle and stuff like that, Bucks obviously, and yeah, I take a keen interest in still watching them and yeah, watching the younger blokes develop and turn into the players they are today. But yeah, just look back now, very proud of it. So yeah.
Good.
Hey, Leon, you're pretty a star. Much. We absolutely well loved watching you go around. You're living in a beautiful part of the world there now. So enjoy that. Good luck with the footy today and thanks for joining us.
No worries, boys.
Thanks, Lee.
On you, Leon.
Leon Davis.
Have a look at the 2003 grand final side for Collingwood. It must have been 2003, Brian. There's no Rupert Bethereth there. No, Leon's there, but no Rupert.
No, he jumped off the back of the ute.
Unbelievable.
Pulled his hamstring.
Wonder what did they say to Mick, do you know?
Can't remember what excuse they used. They did it at training or something. But I always remember Leon would ring and he'd give me about an hour's notice that they're coming.
Yep.
And he'd say, just bring in a mate or two. At 15, they could roll up all armed, all with permits, of course.
Yes.
And legitimately
that's
done.
That's it, Brian.
Yeah. And knock a few over.
Rupert Bethereth's old man was involved in the Flinders Footy Club down the Mornington Peninsula.
Right.
And cricket club. I used to see him because my young blokes were playing there. And he was a lovely bloke. And every time I saw him, I thought of that story.
Yeah.
His poor son, missing out.
But this...
Because he was jumped off your ute.
This ute was aquaplaning down the hill. Leon didn't really give it the, you know, it was going
enough.
Quite fast.
He didn't put enough mayonnaise.
60 k's an hour, which is a lot when you're hanging
60
out.
60 k's
an hour. We're
sideways.
Planning. No, straight. Ooh. Brakes locked on, and we're picking up speed with the brakes on.
Oh, no.
And the only thing that stopped us was we T-boned the tree.
Ooh.
It put the radiator back where the transistor radio was.
Transistor.
And Leon says, we did a little bit of damage to the car. No, Leon, you wrote my car off.